Rush Limbaugh's True Story of Thanksgiving by Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 23, 2023. Thanksgiving 2023 marks the third year Americans will go without Rush Limbaugh's annual telling of the true story of Thanksgiving. But it lives on in the hearts of millions across the country who listened to him during his legendary radio domination, which spanned more than three decades. Limbaugh, who died of advanced lung cancer in February 2021 at the age of 70, delivered his final Thanksgiving rendition November 24, 2020, about 3 months prior to his passing. The point is, the true story of Thanksgiving is spreading. And I couldn't be happier about that, Limbaugh said during the program. Bottom line, it is spreading. I'm just gonna cut to the chase here before getting into reading the text. The real story of Thanksgiving, going back to the very first early days of the Pilgrims arriving at Plymouth Rock, is that socialism failed, he said during the segment, in which he detailed the true story of Thanksgiving, setting the scene of what the Pilgrims were facing. There were no friends to greet them. There was no shelter of any kind other than hiding under a tree. There was nothing, folks. It was desolate. There were no hotels. There were no inns. There were no places to clean up. There were no houses. I mean, this was real hardship. The sacrifice that they had made for the freedom to worship was just beginning, he said, detailing the difficulties of that first winter. Half of them, including William Bradford's own wife, died of starvation, of sickness, exposure to the elements. Now we're getting close to what you were taught in school. When spring finally came, and, by the way, writing that doesn't do it justice. Spring didn't just finally come. It was a survival. It was an act of survival that you and I cannot possibly relate to or understand, he continued. More via the transcript. American Special Forces can. Military people who've been trained can understand what the Pilgrims were, you and I can't. We've never done anything like that first winter in the New World. They survived it. Spring finally came. They did meet the Indians, the Native Americans who were there, who did help them in planting corn and fishing for cod. They showed them where the beavers were so the beavers could be skinned for coats, other things. You animal rights people are not gonna like some of this story, but it happened. But even at this, even with this degree of assistance from the Indians, the Native Americans, there wasn't any prosperity yet. They had the Mayflower Compact. They had these laws they were living by, and there was no prosperity. And I wonder why. Now, this is important to understand here, folks, because this is where modern American history lessons end, with the Indians teaching the Pilgrims how to eat, how to fish, how to skin beavers, and all that. That's where it ends. And that's the feel-good story. But that doesn't even get close to the true story. You know, Thanksgiving is actually explained in some textbooks as a holiday for which the Pilgrims gave thanks to the Indians for saving their lives. It wasn't that. That happened, but Thanksgiving was a devout expression of gratitude. The Pilgrims, to God for their survival, and everything that was a part of it. Now, here's the part that has been omitted. The original contract the Pilgrims entered into in Holland, they had sponsors. They didn't have the money to do this trip on their own. They had sponsors. There were merchant sponsors in London and in Holland. And these merchant sponsors demanded that everything that the Pilgrims produced in the New World would go into a common store, a single bank, if you will. And that each member of the Pilgrim community was entitled to one share. Limbaugh explained that everybody had an equal share of whatever was in that bank. All of the land they cleared, all of the houses they built belonged to that bank, to the community as well. And they were going to distribute it equally, because they were going to be fair. So all of the land that they cleared and all the houses they built belonged to everybody. Belonged to the community. Belonged to the bank, belonged to the common store. Nobody owned anything. They just had an equal share in it. It was a commune, he said, explaining that William Bradford recognized that this wasn't going to work. This was costly and destructive, and it just wasn't working. It was collectivism. It was socialism. It wasn't working. That first winter had taken a lot of lives. The manpower was greatly reduced. So William Bradford decided to take bold action and decided to scrub it. He continued. He threw it out and took bold action. He assigned a plot of land to each family. Every family was given a plot of land. They could work it, manage it however they wanted to. If they just wanted to sit on it, get fat, dumb, happy, and lazy, they could. If they wanted to develop it, if they wanted to grow corn, whatever on it, they could. If they wanted to build on it, they could do that. If they wanted to turn it into a quasi-business, they could do whatever they wanted to do with it. He turned loose the power of the capitalist marketplace. Long before Karl Marx was even born, long before Karl Marx was a sperm cell in his father's dreams, the pilgrims had discovered and experimented with what could only be described as socialism, and they found that it didn't work. Now, it wasn't called that then. But that's exactly what it was. Everybody was given an equal share. You know what happened? Nobody did anything. There was no incentive. Nothing worked. Nothing happened. Limbaugh said pilgrims introduced capitalism, which was a game changer for the settlers. And all it took was prosperity and the word spreading across the Atlantic Ocean of how there was prosperity and it was there for the taking. All you had to do was get there and give it a shot, Limbaugh concluded.